This podcast brought to you by ANZ Stadium Membership. Score Australia's best live sports membership for your guaranteed seat to every single game.
We are live at ANZ Stadium for Thursday night football between the Rabbitohs and the Dragons. Michael Maguire will join us shortly. Wendell Saylor and Paul Gallen here. We'll get Gal's response to Sterlo's suggestion he shouldn't be in the Blues team. Plus, Wayne Bennett fires up and Claudio Ranieri's lookalike cleans up.
Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yes, we'll explain more in a moment. Welcome to ANZ Stadium. Another beautiful Sydney autumn day, mid-20s. My goodness, what's going on in this world? And it's a pleasant night and halftime in the under-20s, the Holden Cup. Rabbitohs 16, Dragons 8. Kickoff just before 8 o'clock in first grade. And joining me, as usual, on a Thursday night, the Thursday night team, we were here nice and early, weren't we? We got ahead of the traffic. We're all here at 4 o'clock. No one ran into the box with 30 seconds to spare. Wendell Saylor, hello to you.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Gal. You know what I love about Thursday night football? I just love the nice, easy traffic, you know, coming up from Wollongong. Today was a beautiful day in Wollongong, North Wollongong Beach. You know, 25 degrees, played a bit of beach touch, did a bit of training at Dragon Fit. So I thought, you know, I've got plenty of time. Picked up my daughter, left Wollongong at about, you know, 4 o'clock, just after 4.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Canterbury Road. Absolutely disgraceful. You know what? I'm not going to say I got no pull in my house, but the last couple of years I've said to my wife and kids, I said, how about we move back to Sydney or, you know, or back to Brisbane? And I got outvoted. Three of them said, no, we got to stay. I love Wollongong, but I just hate the drive. I hate the traffic. And I must admit, you know, I've been in trouble once or twice for a bit of road rage. And,
Is that
honestly,
right?
Yeah, mate, yeah, back in, anyway, I won't go into too much, but back in 2003 or 2004, when I was at the Queensland Reds, I went to go to golf and someone nearly ran me off the road and I got out of the car and sort of blew up at him. But so anyway,
rugby did not agree with you, did it? I mean, the Reds, you're raging at the Tars, yeah. We know what happened.
My drink got spiked, yeah. Yeah. But you know, and also, I've got there's no problems with
this. Was all about you blowing up about traffic and it's turned into a.
I know, but
discussion about
your
past.
I know, but I want to move to Sydney because when we work through the season, mate, I'm not saying we work the hardest jobs and there's a lot going on, but Jesus, Sydney traffic, you know what? It sucks, I'm over it.
Wendell, it's a hard not life. Hello, Gal.
Hey, mate, how you going? Hey, Dill.
Hello, Gal. Mate, well done last week, mate. Oh, you must be sore after that hard game.
Mate, got 50-odd minutes. That's about all I played. Okay. I don't know what's going on the screeny, but my head keeps coming up here.
Okay. All right. We're watching. I think they're doing a rehearsal for Origin, Channel 9, right? Because it's here at ANZ Stadium in a couple of weeks. And they're putting up. We can tell you. Oh, that's right. They've got the players' names, and they must have had a guess here. But Paul Gallen's picture is associated with every
photo.
Every photo. They've got
name I'm on. Boyd Corden, Josh Jackson.
By the way, is this the team? Have they?
No, it hasn't been announced. It'll be announced on Sunday, as far as I know.
Now, don't tell me. Do you know the team?
No, I don't. I honestly don't know the team.
No, you can't keep telling me you don't.
I don't. I promise you, I don't. I don't know the team. I spoke to Laurie last week. About it all, and you know, he just basically touched on myself, but that was it. I don't know the team. I mean, you know what? When you look at the team that gets leaked to the media, there's a fair, I reckon 85 to 90% of it's right. So they sort of got a fair indication, but it won't be 100% right. That team.
James Hooper had his team on our Saturday show, and he had Mitch Pearce at 7. Like, I know Mitch is a good player, but I hope you guys don't pick him. And I think, you know, Origin 2, Origin 3, yeah, maybe. I think, you know, the way he's playing at the moment, like, it's solid. But after what he's been through.
Yeah, it is a tough one. But, you know,
it's not a tough one. It's
mental health. I know that, mental health, fair enough. I understand that.
And you've been through that.
Yes, I have. But I'm talking about football ability and players playing and players putting their hand up to say, look, pick me. Besides James Maloney, I don't think there's been another halfback who has put his hand up and been head and shoulders above everyone else in the competition who has said to Laurie, pick me, I'm good enough to be there.
What about Adam Reynolds?
He's been playing solid, but has he been that far in front of everyone else? I probably don't think so, and that's probably been a reflection of the way his team's going, not just him individually. Look, I'm sure whoever gets picked will do a great job, there's no doubt about that, but I don't know who Laurie's going to go with. I really don't know in the halves.
All right, why is your nose growing?
I'm telling you. You know I couldn't keep a secret anyway. I'd spill it somehow.
You're pretty honest, Gal.
Oh, you can't help yourself, Gal. I mean, Sterlo comes up with it. We're going to do this in a second, so that we'll tease this. But Sterlo comes up with his team. Everyone comes up with their team. Yeah. He doesn't have you in it. and then you respond this morning. What are you doing responding?
Well, mate, hang on a second. I've woken up at 7:30 this morning to a phone call from the radio station, which I did. I missed my Tuesday session because I was I had the flu. And it just sort of dropped on me straight away. And look, I thought I responded to it fine. I'm allowed to stick up for myself.
That's all right. We'll get you now your nighttime response.
Jeez.
After this.
Mate, it was Rebecca Wilson now. Sterlo.
It's my fault. I'm the one looking for attention. I'm the one throwing my name out there.
Can I ask, have you worked with Sterlo at Triple M?
I haven't called Sterlo, but I mean, I've known Sterlo for a long, long time. Yeah.
He's very good. He's very good. He's very honest, but I'm a Queenslander. I think you should be in the New South Wales team.
All right. Okay. Let's play a song. Yeah. We'll come back. We'll deal with it all after this. It's the Rush Hour live from ANZ Stadium. We are calling South Sydney and the Dragons here on Triple M. It is the Rush Hour live from ANZ Stadium. We're calling Thursday night football tonight. Now, take note, I think after tonight, we're doing a lot of Fridays because with Origin season, the Thursdays take a bit of a rest. There's the odd Thursday in between, but there's a lot of Friday stuff. And someone just tweeted, they're here at the ground early, and they've just heard on Sports Ears that Mitch Pearce is the halfback for New South Wales. No, we've got to set you straight. Joey is doing a rehearsal, right, for Channel 9, and they've just made up a team just so they could do this rehearsal where he's walking down the pitch and they're using all their fancy graphics. By the way, the spider cam just smashed into the one of the uprights at the northern end. That could have done tens of thousands of damage.
Mate, what would that be worth, Dan?
I don't know. I reckon the contraption's got to be worth, I don't know, half a million, a million. But the camera itself, I don't know, 50,000?
Well,
anyway.
That's what Gal gets a week.
Let's get to this. You know, everyone has their... Oh, by the way, breaking news from Danny Weindler from Channel 9. He's reporting that... Kieran Foran will return to training tomorrow. So, as expected, he's going to play on Monday, but he's going to be training tomorrow. So that just further solidifies the news that's been going around this week. This was on Fox Sports last night on Sterlo's show. Let's have a listen.
I've actually gone with 11 players who were involved in that 52-6 loss last year. I've got three players on debut. The glaring omission is Paul Gallen, who was fantastic for Australia, is in really good form. But if I picked Gal, I would have had to have left off either Clemmer or Fifita, and I didn't want to do that.
There we go. That was Sterlo's team.
That's the first time I've heard the audio. So that's, you know, this morning when I got told about it, I read about it, and TK and Slats were great. They said, look, it wasn't scathing at all. He just said he could not have you in the team because he wanted Fifita and Clemmer. Now I've heard the audio. There's not a lot to it at all, and... Now, he's entitled to his opinion, but you know, I'm also entitled to stick up for myself. As I said this morning, I'm happy to stick up for myself and say, look, I think I've been playing good enough. Still, I did acknowledge that I have been playing well, so I'm happy to keep playing well, and that's all I can do. At the end of the day, all I can do is go out in the field and play my game and play well. And if I get picked, I'll get picked, and I've got no doubt I'll do the job for New South Wales.
He'll get picked. Hello, gents.
Hello, mate.
I'll invoice you, Sterlo, for a bit of publicity for the Sterlo show then. Is that all right?
Mate, I've been on the golf course all day, so I've missed all of it, to be honest.
How'd you go?
Nah, terrible.
What did you have?
30 points.
Mate, can I tell you what's it? Mate, we love our golf, and I learnt my sort of trade off these guys, Fatty and Sterlo, when I used to work at 9 before I got sacked.
It's
but anyway.
It's not a trade.
Mate, it's a trade. It's a great job. So the last 2 weeks in the Wednesday comp, I've had 40 points. Add 44 points.
That's why he's brought it up.
Okay, no.
If he'd have had 14.
Wendell, we've got Peter Sterling here in Gal, ready to mend bridges here, and you're talking about golf.
Sorry, we love our golf.
Take us through it shot by shot.
No. And then today, Wednesday, I played the Wednesday comp. I got down to 11, 24 points. And that's why we love
golf. That's the game, mate. That's the game.
But no one knows what that means, Wendell. You mean you played great and then you played
bad. Terrible. Okay. The golfers would know what that means. But anyway,
so do you want to issue an apology to Paul Gallen for leaving
him
out of
the news?
No. Look, the one thing I want to say, it's not personal. I hope that Gal goes out, and he will be picked. I'm not a selector. I hope he goes out and leads New South Wales to a 3-0 victory and wins the Brad Fittler medal and proves me to be the worst judge in the world. I would love nothing more than that. As I say, I'm not a selector. And I'd say that, you know, the fact that they didn't pick Greg Bird or Josh Morris or Ryan Hoffman or any of those guys, they probably feel the same way about it. The only result out of this is I've done my job. I'm employed to
give an opinion.
I was asked to pick a team, and that's the team that I picked. So that's and Gal is obviously making huge inroads in the media side of things, and it looks like a natural transition that he'll make when he stops playing into the NRL media. And he'll know that you're going to give opinions and you're going to give comments and they're not going to be popular and they're not always going to be well received. and that's the gig.
Why take the personalities out of it? You said you wouldn't have Gal in your team because you couldn't leave Fifita nor Clemmer.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it that those guys forget Gal? What is it that those guys gives that you think are a must for the Blues team?
Well, it's the future. That's what I looked at. I picked a side, obviously, on form, and I acknowledge Gal's in great form and a major reason why the Cronulla Sharks are going so well. But if you have a look at the 17 blokes I picked, I think they're also in wonderful form for their clubs. So that was a huge part of the criteria, but it wasn't all of it. Part of it was also looking at faces for 2017 and 2018. And I thought that maybe this is the time in that position that those new faces came in.
There is a theory out there that if the Queensland greats are still there, all of them, so this should be a rebuilding stage for New South Wales. Should Origin ever be treated like that, Sturlo, or should it be like Test cricket where, no, you just pick the best blokes and the young blokes can wait their turn?
No, I think that there has to be a succession plan. I think it's a bit different to the Australian team. I think if you have a look at the side going back many years, Jack Gibson picked a side where everybody was up in arms and a lot of young players there. If you have a look 3, 4, 5 years down the track from that, that's where New South Wales dominated, and it was because of those players that come in. It's a matter of finding the right time, you know. And I say, look, mate, I have enormous respect for this man here. And it's...
Thank you, mate, thank you. Oh, sorry, Gal, sorry.
Don't start me, Gal. We're not the and so it's, you know, look, this is and in his position, you know, I'd be peed off as well, you know. But that's all part of it, you know. And I'm not a selector at the end of it. When you look at the side that I named, it's going to be very, very different to the one that they pick. But I've, you know, I go through and, you know, people say, well, hang on, Bo Scott's there. How can you put Bo Scott in? But I needed a lock forward that can also play edge, because if I'm bringing the footwork of Merrin on, I need somebody who can then go to an edge and give you that rotation. I can get big minutes out of Jackson and Cordner. So in reverse to what Parramatta do with Bo Scott, who starts on the right, and then when Kenny Edwards comes in, they move him to the centre, I'd be doing it the other way around. So there's kind of a method to the madness in the way I looked at it. And that's what I came up with.
Sorry, I missed that. Did you say you had Kenny Edwards in there?
No, you played golf with him today.
Wendell, go back to your pictures and your selfies and your Instagram. Gal, what do you think about... You're going to be there, so there's no drama there, obviously, but the idea of succession plans.
Yeah, look, that's the one part of all, everything still I said was great. I just think that Origin, I know you mentioned cricket. I've got no idea about cricket, but for me, the biggest game in Origin is the next game. That's the game you should win, and I think the best team should be picked. That's my attitude towards it. You know, people have always said... Yeah, look at Queensland, how they pick them young guys. But you got to remember, them young guys come through with Petro Sivanisiva, Darren Lockyer, Tony Carroll. They had all these senior guys with them. So it's not like... And they were the best players in the game at the time too. Cooper Cronk, Cameron Smith and Jonathan Thurston, they've been the best players in the game for the past 5 to 10 years probably. And then that's how long they've been obviously successful.
The other thing about Queensland, of course, is that they don't have as big a pool as we have to select from either, you know. So there's always a lot more. Like, we put up 10 back rowers last night on the show that were viable options to come in. You know, guys like Tyson Frizzell.
Wade Graham's another one who's been tossed up. There's going to be a lot of guys who are going to miss out. And that's what I said. Look, it comes down to people's opinion. Still had his opinion last night. It's not a big issue for me, in
good,
honesty.
Because it's not a big issue at all, because it's not going to be decided.
Because it's me, it just gets blown out of the water.
Well, and respond to it.
Yeah, but I've got every right to respond to it, and I'm allowed to respond to it, and I'm paid by Triple M, and I'm paid by 2KY to have an opinion, and not only that,
let it go, mate.
In his position, I'd respond as well, and I'd respond... the same way. I wouldn't be happy about it, but you know, that's, as I say, it's nothing personal to me. It is to him.
Yeah.
And that's, but I'm looking at it from a different perspective.
Can you believe
obviously.
That a mock team, and that's what it is. It's a mock team has caused all this.
Well, I didn't know. Like I say, I've missed it all, so I thought I'd come in and catch up.
Right. So, do you really believe there should be a succession plan? Because if you take it back to 2001, I'll go to Queensland for a minute. In 2000, I was out here. It was 56-16, mate. New South Wales had an unbelievable team.
This is radio. People can't see you.
Yeah, no, out here at ANZ Stadium. Yeah. In 2001, they picked 10 debutants. John Buttigieg, John Doyle, these guys. And if you look at the players who were with them, there was, I think there was Lottie Dakiri, Darren Lockie. There wasn't that many superstars sort of there. and that New South Wales team was pretty good. What Queensland did at Lang Park then to beat them and then to win a series, that was massive. So it's an attitude with Origin.
Look, I'll take all of that on board. And I can understand exactly when Gal says that it's about the next game. And that's the way you've got to look at it. But, you know, I'm not saying that a succession plan is that you bring in a whole host of new players. You know, you've still got to have some core players in there to help that transition, I suppose. So I'm not calling for that. A succession plan, but it is starting to blood players when, you know, when you're looking at the 2017, the 2018 and the 2019 series.
We've got to go. We've got to go.
Oh, something I said.
Hey, you can hang around if you want. We've got to go.
One thing, did you have Lachlan Coote in there?
No, Matt Moylan. Well, there you go. See, I can't please everybody.
Oh,
can
my goodness. Thank you, Sterling.
Thanks,
Sterling. All right, there we go. There they go. Oh, look at them kissing and making up. Isn't that nice? This is the Rush Hour here on Triple M. Yes, indeed. We're live at ANZ Stadium here ahead of the Rabbitohs and the Dragons. Rabbitohs 22-18 in Holden Cup with 27 to go.
Yeah, Dan, it was always good to hear Sterlo's thoughts and opinion. And, you know, being a Triple M man, and I just love working with the best of the best. But also being in Queensland, I love how New South Wales just stick together. You know, like, that doesn't happen in Queensland, mate. The greats don't come out and bag the current team. That just doesn't happen. So, well, couldn't imagine Gene Moles bagging, you know, Jonathan Thurston or Cameron Smith.
He was in here for 20 minutes. You couldn't say this to his face.
I'll go and say it to him now. Where is he? If it doesn't worry me. Yeah. But, mate, good luck, Gal, with it. But, mate, still is right to
for his opinion. You're right, though. New South Wales do eat their own, don't
they? Of course
they
do, mate. And they always have. And that's why Queensland are the best.
Let's do this.
Triple M's footy tipping for steel blue work boots. 100% comfort guaranteed.
All right. We do this for steel blue work boots, as the ad says, 100% comfort guaranteed. Right, I don't even know how you're doing with these, Gal. We don't check them up, we should.
Last week I didn't go that good, I don't think. Oh, well, like, I would have got over 50%, but not great.
Okay, tonight, South Dragons.
I'm going to go South.
North Queensland, Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbane.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cowboys won 5 out of the last 6 up there.
I'll go North Queensland. Yep.
All right.
Couple out.
Tigers, Newcastle, Saturday, Campbelltown. All those games we're calling, by the way, on Triple M at the moment.
Yeah, Tigers, poor Newcastle. God, they're going to be a couple of years, I think.
I feel sorry for Nathan Brown.
Think he knows, but...
It doesn't matter if he knows. Like, the last time he was here was the Dragons. He went away, done his time. And just to come in, you know, I know he wanted the job.
Give him a couple of years. He's inherited that roster.
But he mightn't get a couple of years. If you keep getting beaten like that,
that's not his fault.
I know it's not his fault, but he's a coach.
We'll get to that later. These games we're not calling. Warriors, Canberra. In New Plymouth.
Where's that?
Yarrow Stadium, New Plymouth. Warriors home game elsewhere in New Zealand.
Warriors who?
Canberra.
Canberra. They'll bounce back up the last week.
I'll go Warriors.
Cronulla Manly. Dell.
I'll go Cronulla. They're playing good football.
You had to think about that.
No, only because I'm just thinking because I like mainly the way their structure of their team. But the Sharks are actually playing some entertaining football.
Penrith, Gold Coast.
Penrith.
Canterbury Roosters here Sunday. We'll be calling this one.
Canterbury.
I'll go Canterbury. It's starting to get make or break for the Roosters season though. So.
And what a game Monday night. Parramatta, Melbourne. Speaking of make or break. Eels really have to win that one.
Yeah, where's that one at?
Parramatta
Stadium, four and back.
Melbourne.
I'll go now, Parra.
I'll go Melbourne,
All right, there we go. They are the tips. Hopefully they helped you. And we do those full steel blue work boots. Quick song, and then we'll come back with the sports update. It is the Rush Hour on Triple M. In the sports update, good news for Australian rugby. It's the Rush Hour live from ANZ Stadium. Holden Cup. Oh, Dragons are in front, 26-22. They've taken over there from the Rabbitohs with 20 minutes to go. Wendell Saylor, Paul Gallen and Dan Ganane. Lots to get through between now and kickoff, including a sports update.
Don't miss the 4X Queensland Maroons and the New South Wales VB Blues in Holden State of Origin Game 1 and 3 in Sydney. Get your tickets today at nrl.com/tickets. Right now, this is the Triple M Rush Hour. Live. Sports update.
Not that it was in much doubt, but Australian rugby has extended Michael Checker's deal until the end of the 2019 World Cup.
Mate, that's awesome because you know why he gets it. He gets the system, he gets the players, they respect him. And also that rule that they changed to bring the players back from overseas, it makes it even better for everybody.
Virat Kohli continues to decimate teams in the IPL. He made 100 off 47 overnight, his 400 of the tournament. Tonight, England and Sri Lanka begin their test series. Now, they're using an experimental point system to determine the winner of the series. So they're taking in the tests the one dayers and the 2020. So they're giving a test 4 points. A one dayer and a 2020 is worth 2 points. They've used that in women's cricket.
I was going to say they do in the Ashes, though, the women's cricket, but yeah.
Yeah.
And
if you
honestly,
and if you're on Facebook or other types of social media, you would have read about this days ago, but I have to bring it up. A mature Leicester man is having the time of his life, all because he looks like Claudio Ranieri. The tabloid Sunday Sport, not exactly the New York Times, claims an unemployed 56-year-old electrician called Alan Ashcroft has bedded 26 women since the Foxes took the title because all of them think he's the Leicester manager. In fairness, he doesn't. He says he doesn't lie to them about his identity, but he just doesn't set them straight.
Oh, mate.
So in what part does he set them straight?
No, he doesn't set them.
So he must be claiming it.
He's not saying he's
Alan. I'm an unemployed electrician. Yeah. When they say hi, Claudio, he says hi. Like
yes. That.
Anyway, there are doubts as to whether this story is true, but it's too good to be true.
Speaking of too good to be true, what about the great Andrew Johns turns 42 today, the eighth immortal? Yes. It's funny. We've played against each other. He's been a nightmare for me since we've been 17, 18. My first game for Queensland, we played before an Origin series. They beat us 52-6, and I think he scored 24 points. It was him, Duncan McRae, Andrew Tangatoa, and a few of those guys.
Geez, you've got a good memory.
Yeah, mate, it's our job. We love our football. And then I think Queensland won that night in the Origin, in the big game.
Did you get tickets for that game?
We got to sit, that's what I mean, we got to sit sort of behind the team. So there was guys like myself, Chris McKenna, Sid Domick. So, and you know what? And Anthony Seibold was the captain, and I was vice captain in the centre. Anthony Seibold at Manly, so yeah.
All right, let's do, that is a sports update for NRL Holden State of Origin. News update, including the latest on that missing plane after this. Rush Hour live from ANZ.
Rush Hour News Update.
Sasha Tanik, what is the latest with this missing plane?
Thanks, Dan. Well, the search continues for the missing Egypt Air flight that dropped off the radar on its way from Cairo to Paris with 66 people on board, none of them Australian. The airline says the reason of disappearance hasn't yet been confirmed. 5 terror suspects extradited from far north Queensland have faced court now in Melbourne and will remain behind bars until their next appearance in September. And the search is on for the next James Bond, with Daniel Craig turning down more than $130 million to star in the next 2 007 films.
You know who'd be a good... who do you think it should be, Sash?
Oh, Hugh Jackman would look all right in the Bond gear.
You know who's very cool? Is it Idris Elba? The guy who played... he played Mandela in a movie.
Yes, yes.
He's
very good. Yes.
Outstanding.
Yeah, he's good.
There we go. All right.
Ben Pomeroy's got the best body for it. I know that.
Oh, has he?
Oh, he does your water. You know the water scene where he pops up out of the water?
Yeah.
He does that really good.
You like that, Cal?
Yeah. Speaking of Ben Pomeroy, you know when you and Aiken caught that ball last week? That's who the boy's comparing to. The Dragons boys.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, they reckon he's got the...
But Aiken caught it.
Yeah, I know, but he usually drops them. That's what the boys were saying to me. I didn't say that, but a
Matty
couple of
Johnson
boys.
Said one of the, well, did a game back in 2013. Yeah. He said one of the cruelest things. Pomeroy didn't have a particularly good game. He had a very good career, Ben.
Mate, he's rocks a dog.
But his hands were great. And Matty's and Ben was carrying his kid after the game, and Matty just yelled out of the way, "Don't drop him!"
Mate, Russell Richardson was like that.
We dropped that one over the line.
Yeah, 70, 80 minute try nearly, and then he dropped it.
Against you boys one day, he dropped it at semi-final.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
We beat you. They beat us. They still beat us, and then we smashed them in the final. Don't
Thank
get
you.
Up about that.
Thank you, Sasha.
See you guys.
This
See
is
ya.
The Rush Hour on Triple M. Interesting news of your Broncos fan just coming through, and we'll get to Wayne Bennett's whinge shortly. Rush Hour, Triple M. Triple M, beautiful Thursday night here at ANZ Stadium, ahead of the Dragons and the South Sydney Rabbitohs kickoff just over an hour away. Gal, you tip South Sydney, yes?
I tip South, yes.
Hey, where do you think they'll get the Dragons?
Oh, look, I just think through the forwards, that's where they've got to win tonight. And I think they turned it around last week a little bit. They went forward last week pretty well. They obviously got the win at the end of the day, as we know. And I think that... The St. George pack has to be exploited by South Sydney. That's where South Sydney's strength is. Along, obviously, Inglis at 5'8 now is a good move for them, but I think they can win the battle of the forwards, which will win the game.
Okay, all right. We have been running behind, so we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with another sports update and this Wayne Bennett whinge. Dragons 30, Rabbitohs 22, 7.5 to go in the second half of Holden Cup. This is the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Sports update.
With Wendell Saylor and Paul Gallen. Lead news for Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future. Marika Corabetti has made it official. He's leaving the Melbourne Storm to take up Super Rugby with the Melbourne Rebels for two seasons.
Good luck to him.
Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. A brawl has overshadowed the Europa Cup final in Switzerland. Liverpool losing to Seville 3-1. And the Golden State Warriors have thumped the Oklahoma City Thunder 118-91 to level their best of seven NBA conference final series at one game apiece. That is a sports update for NRL Holden State of Origin. We'll take a song, we'll come back, and we'll finally get to this Wayne Bennett bit of audio and also news out of the Broncos. This is the Rush Hour here on Triple M. Dragons over the Rabbitohs, 34-22 Holden Cup, minute and a half to go. Triple M Rush Hour live from ANZ Stadium. Mongrel Boots team changes. The Dragons team is in and no changes, it seems. 1-17. We'll get the South team shortly. Chris Gary from the Courier Mail is reporting tonight, gentlemen, that it looks like Melbourne are going to sign Cody Nikorima from the Broncos. So as the long-term halves partner for Cooper Cronk.
As of next year.
As of next year, yes.
So where's Cooper going?
So is that a hint that Cooper's...
No. Halves partner for Cooper Cronk.
Oh, partner. Oh. Okay, yeah.
Did I say replacement?
Yeah. Is Blake Green off contract? Because he's been pretty good for Melbourne. Yeah. He's actually played really, really well since he's come back.
He has. He's been a wonderful foil for Cooper Cronk. But also, when you get a kid like Nikorima, a young bloke, because I see him sitting on that bench, and I just think, mate, you should be starting... and most other clubs, not any other club, because there's...
As a half.
Yeah, as a half. Yeah, and even the Dragons, I just can't believe... No disrespect to Benji, and I know we've got some good players coming through our system, but I'm not Peter Doust, obviously, but I just wish we would have gone in hard. But, mate, good luck to him. Well done to Craig Bellamy in the Storm.
Well, it's not official, but Courier Mail can reveal the Storm have made Nikorima an offer he will find very difficult to refuse. And on it goes. Right, let's get to what Wayne Bennett said today. We believe he was taking aim at players for taking Origin money and sort of complaining about three-day turnarounds let me restate that. He said players shouldn't complain during the season about five-day turnarounds when they're happy to have a three-day turnaround as long as they're getting there.
Well, I don't think anyone's really happy to ever have a 3 or 5 day turnaround. I haven't heard Wayne's comments, but I mean, 5 day turnarounds are pretty hard. About 3 day ones are very hard, particularly after an Origin game.
Well, let me play what he said.
Welfare really starts around Origin time, and they get themselves killed. And you know, they're getting $30,000 a game, and they're happy to cop that, and they shut their mouth about the other parts, and they have a whinge about 5 day turnarounds for the rest of the season. So you can't have it both ways in my books.
There we go.
I don't quite understand the comments, to be honest. I don't know if he's having to go at the players or whether he's having to go at the whole fact that...
Someone asked him about... They got a New Zealand trip 3 days after one of the Origins.
Yeah.
And I think someone asked him about it, and he said, well, the players... I don't want to hear whinging from the players because it's funny how they keep quiet at this time of year because they're getting their Origin money.
And I think because they play... I think the Broncos have got three games in 8 days. Some of those rep players. But, I love watching the Broncos and obviously being an ex-Bronco and loving what they do. The Broncos have got a pretty good draw just quietly. And I'm just saying.
Wow, they're the most pampered team.
Yeah, and it's not their fault because, mate, they rate well and obviously. But if they're going to make it fair, mate, everyone should be equal.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we will get straight into some hardcore footy chat. Triple M NRL.